Hello, welcome to 21st Century Moses Podcast. My name is Sammy Zhu, your host.
Hello, we are in a very exciting journey going through the book of John. Book of John emphasizes on the importance of faith in Christ Jesus. John 3:16, the most important verse, that it says, whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So to have everlasting life, to go to heaven, you need to have the faith in Christ Jesus. But the question is this, how does it happen? How can we have the faith in Christ Jesus that we can go to heaven? Now, what is the genuine faith? Is there a fake faith as well? Just because you come to church, does that mean that you are guaranteed to go to heaven? Does that mean you believe in Jesus Christ? So these are very, very important questions. So I want us to address that question together. So today, we're going to delve into that subject, going through the book of John, chapter 6, verses 44 through 47. So let's look at the passage together. It says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. Now, there are three points I want to make from this passage. The first one is, God draws. Second one is, learn from God. And third one is, believe in Jesus. So let's go one by one. The first one is, God draws. So the passage, let's go back to verse 44. It says, no one can come to me. Who is me? Jesus. So Jesus is speaking to the crowd. Nobody can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I will raise him up on the last day. So what does it say? Unless the Father who sent me draws him. It means if the Father, God, does not draw this person cannot come to Jesus. So that's what it means. So let me give you some context of this passage. The John chapter 6 is the longest chapter of the book of John among the 21 chapters. And it starts with the famous story of the little boy giving little lunch, and then God multiplies it to feed 5,000 people with 5 bread and 2 fish. Amazing story. But the problem is this. People were so excited, and then in verse 15, that they were trying to, you know, force Jesus to become their king, so that Jesus secluded himself, drew himself to be alone. And then last week we started about the Jesus who was walking on the ocean, that Jesus proved himself to be truly the mighty God who is beyond the nature, beyond the problem. But also after that, people kept looking for Jesus. Now, if you stop there, you might think like, wow, that's exciting. You know, people are trying to follow Jesus, so there will be lots of Christians. However, these people were coming, and in verse 25, there was like, oh, Rabbi, where were you? And then in verse 26, Jesus truly knew what was inside of them, because Jesus pointed out that you're looking for me, not because you see the sign. In other words, not because you saw me, not because you saw who I was, but because you are fed well, and your appetite, your desire is looking for me. So even though these people were coming to Jesus, but their motivation was not in the right place, and Jesus knew that, and Jesus continued in the verse 29, do not seek for the food that will perish, but do work for unperishable thing. And the people were asking, what is that unperishable work? What is the work of God? And then Jesus is saying in the 29, believe in Jesus. And that is the work of God. Now, you might think like work of God is doing something, but actually the essence of the work of God is to believe in Christ Jesus, believe in who Jesus is and what he has done. And then Jesus continued with the statement that he is the bread of life in verse 35. Then things were getting tougher and tougher here. People are confused and they have no idea what Jesus is saying, because just like in book of John chapter 4, Jesus made a transition from water to living water. This time Jesus is making transition from manna in the wilderness to manna from heaven. Now, manna in the wilderness, it is actually given by God. It was not Moses giving the manna, but it was God giving the manna. However, that manna was temporary because people ate the manna and then they get hungry again. And even the five bread, two fish, and Jesus fed them, but that's also temporary food. People became hungry again. That's why they were looking for Jesus. However, Jesus is saying here that in verse 35, I am the bread of life. And if you eat this bread, and you will live forever. So that is really the statement that Jesus is making. In verse 57, you will live because of me, so that this eternal life, eternal bread, is Jesus himself. Eat Jesus Christ. So that this puzzled a lot of people, and they could not just understand that. In verse 66, very sadly, a lot of people left Jesus and they stopped following Jesus. They were not following Jesus anymore. So in the beginning, a lot of people were following Jesus, so things were looking good. But in the end of this chapter, you know, people were leaving Jesus Christ. So that Jesus is really saying that just because you are coming to me doesn't mean that you are really believing in me. Unless God the Father draws people, draws you to Jesus, you cannot truly come to Jesus. Now, although lots of people left, so Jesus was asking the question to his 12 disciples, are you going to leave as well? And in verse 67, verse 68 and verse 69, amazing confession from John. You have the word of God. Where can we go? Now, we have believed and come to know that you are the Son of God. God, the Son of the Holy One, so that they believed truly, they truly believe in Jesus. And then verse 70, Jesus said, did not choose you. In other words, Jesus chose them. That's why they were sticking with Jesus Christ. In other words, unless God draws you, you cannot truly believe in Jesus. You cannot truly come to Jesus Christ. So that is what it really means here. Now, what does that mean that God draws people? So that is the second point. That leads to the second point, which is we need to learn from God. So let's look at let's go back to today's passage again. And then in verse 45, it explains clearly here. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God, everyone who has heard and learned from Father comes to me. Now in the verse 44, it says, unless the Father who sent me draws him, no one can come. So it says in verse 44, draw. God draws. Right? And verse 45, it says, who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Right? So those who hear and learn from God comes to Jesus. So both God draws, both who hear and learn from God comes to Jesus. So what does that really mean? It means that God's drawing people is hearing and learning from God. Now, statement phrase that God draws people, you might like, okay, what does that really look like practically? Now, practically, this one, verse 45, becomes clearer because it has the action, and this action, hearing and learning, whose action is this? This is our action, because we are the ones who are we're the ones we hear, and we're the ones we learn. So hear and learn, and we can come to Jesus Christ. But the source is important. What are you hearing? What are you learning? Where are you hearing? Where are you learning from? It says, you learn from the Father. So God the Father is the source of hearing and source of learning. Now, in the human the school and workplace, I mean, at home, we all do this, right? In the school, you hear and learn from the teacher. Your workplace, you learn and hear from your coworkers or boss. And then in the family, you learn and hear from your parents. But in this case, you need to hear and learn from God the Father. And then when you hear that, when you learn from God the Father, then you can come to you can come to Jesus Christ. Now, but the thing is this, that there are a lot, does that mean that, you know, you come to church and you come to synagogue and you hear the Bible story that you, because you heard that, you learned some kind of information, that means you are Christian, you already came to Jesus? Well, not necessarily, because there are lots of people in the synagogue who came to listen to Jesus, yet not everyone believed in Jesus. Some of them got mad at Jesus and they were trying to kill Jesus, as you might know throughout the story. So, what does that really mean? It means that the people need to hear voice of God. People need to learn from the voice of God. Now, what is that voice of God? It is the Bible, the Word of God. That Bible is more than just information. It is more than a book. It is the revelation. It is inspired by God so that our eyes needs to be open so that we can truly learn, we can truly hear His voice, and we can truly learn from Him so that we can truly know Him, know who He is, what He has done, so that we can come to Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's the second point. But the third point is that we need to believe in Jesus Christ. Let me go back to the today's slide. We need to believe in Jesus. So what does that really mean? Look at verse 46. It says, "Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God, who has seen the Father." Well, all of a sudden, this verse was included. It's like, no one has seen the Father except Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who is from God. But in verse 47, it says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life." So if you connect this two, it means this. No one has seen God, because God is, of course, God is invisible. However, yet you, if you believe in him, you have eternal life. Now, what does that really look like? In chapter 20, this is after Jesus was resurrected. However, not everyone saw a risen Lord Jesus. Not everyone really believed in Jesus. Even one of his disciples, Thomas, was doubtful. So Jesus revealed himself to Thomas. And then this is what Jesus said. "Blessed are those who do not see me yet believe in me." Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, this defines the faith really well. The faith is assurance of what we hope for, what we do not see. So the faith is this. Faith is not based on what you see, but faith is based on what you hope for. What do you hope? You hope for Jesus Christ. Of course, you know, the John chapter 1, verse 14, "The Word became flesh and he dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, full of grace and truth." So some of Jesus' disciples saw the glory of God. And chapter 1, verse 29, John the Baptist also said, "Look, behold, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In verse 34, the John the Baptist goes on to say, "I have seen and testified that he is truly the Son of God." So they had a privilege to see the real Jesus, the physical Jesus, right? And then they testified. But what does that mean to us? Of course, I have not seen Jesus physically, right? I mean, I'm sure if you are watching this video, if you are reading this book or listening to the podcast, probably you have not seen Jesus who was crucified in the Calvary. You have not seen Jesus rising from the dead from the tomb. You haven't seen that. However, you believe in Jesus, right? I believe in Jesus. And that is what faith really means right here. Yes, we cannot see him because he is invisible, but God draws you through teaching you so that you are learning from him. So even though you do not know, I mean, you do not see him physically, but you still believe in him. That's what it means to believe in Jesus. That's how faith happens. And that's what it means to come to Jesus. It all starts, it's initiated by God, but you are responding with your hearing and listening, believing in him, even though you do not see him. So that is what's happening here. Even though there are a lot of people coming to Jesus Christ, but they were coming for a different reason, but there are people who still believe in Jesus. There were still people who were coming to Jesus. So what should we do? First of all, we need to acknowledge that God takes initiative. A lot of different religions, they believe that we must take initiative, that God is up there, but we need to do good works. So the more good works you do, that the closer you get to God. And that's mostly, most other religions believe in that way. However, that is not how the Bible says. Bible is totally opposite. That it is God who takes initiative, who comes to you and who draws you and who gives you faith. Now, that is aligning with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, by grace through faith you are saved, not by works, so that no one can boast. Now, you see what's happening, what's coming first? Grace comes. That is God's initiative. By God's grace. It doesn't say by our good works or by our expectation. No, none of that. By God's grace through faith. So the faith is given because of God's grace. And faith is the instrument for us to be saved. So that it is all orchestrated. It is all initiated by God. God is the one who draws people. But you might think, you know, classic question may arise right here. If God chooses us, if God draws us, then what's the point of us, you know, believing in Jesus? Because if I'm not chosen, if God did not, you know, draw me to him, even if I go to church, even if I think I'm believing in Jesus Christ, that means nothing. It's no use. Well, logically, it makes sense. However, here is the thing. When God draws you, it doesn't mean that you are a robot. Like, God does everything by himself. Well, yes. However, here's the thing. When God draws you, remember in verse 45, it says, whoever hears and learns from him comes to him. What does that mean? There is an action being involved that we need to hear, we need to learn so that we can come to him. Right? So there is a response that we need to pay attention to. So how can we truly hear and how can we truly listen to him? Of course, we need to read God's word, meditate on God's word. However, again, we cannot do that. We cannot truly understand. We cannot truly believe in his word by our own power, by our own wisdom, because it is by God. So what do we need to do? We need to pray. Pray that God would give us wisdom. God would truly open our eyes and open our minds so that we can truly see, we can truly hear, we can truly believe on him, because it is all by God's power. Pray. Now, if you have non-believing friends around you, you might think like, why are they not believing in the Lord? Well, because their hearts are dull and their eyes are blinded. So pray that the Lord will open their eyes and melt their hearts so that they can truly understand and believe in Christ Jesus, right? So that we need to pray in that way. And then lastly, we need to believe in Christ Jesus. Believe in Jesus. There is no other way. Now, remember, there are a lot of people coming to Jesus, but they are probably coming to Jesus because of the bread that God gave to them. Now, people are coming to Jesus because the money God gave them, or house God gave them, or good children God gave them. They have so many different reasons, so many blessings, so many materials God provided so that they're coming to Jesus because of that. That is not the true faith, because as Jesus said, you are looking for bread that I gave you, but you are not looking for the sign that proves that I am the one who gives the bread. That is the point. If you are not coming to Jesus because of who he is, even if you are coming to church, even if you are reading the Bible, it is fake. It's not a true faith. True faith is this, that you are coming to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, who gives you bread, who gives you, but most importantly, who gives you eternal life. Do you know? It sounds similar, but it's a very heaven and hell difference. You are coming to Jesus who saves you. Not that you are coming to Jesus. You are coming to the material blessing because of Jesus. Okay? The point is different. Fix your eyes on Christ Jesus, not on the materials that God gives you. We should not fix our eyes on all the blessings that God offers. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus who offers that blessing. Point is different. So important. So, just like Apostle Peter said, you are the Word of God and you are the Son of God. That's why we are following you. Then that must be our faith as well. We are following Jesus because of who he is. But at the end of the day, we know that it is really not from us, but it is because God draw us to him. And we have learned him, and we have heard him, and we have come to him because we believe in him, even though we do not see him. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you for your wonderful blessing. Father, we pray that through this study of Book of John, we want to have the true faith in you, not the fake faith, so that we can truly be born again believers. And we will truly be amazed by who you are each day. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen.